Laugh at the single name they're forced to share. Laurels insist that even death is nothing to lose sleep over. Something in the air's scent commands the woman. Close your eyes and think of willow. The weeping you see will be wrong. Picture an acacia thorn. Nothing in your thought will be sharp enough. What hovers right above you? What floats over your head right now? Now! Trees even farther away join in. All the ways you imagine us, bewitched mangroves up on stilts, a nutmeg's inverted spade, gnarled Baja elephant trunks, the straight-up missile of a sal, are always amputations. Your kind never sees us whole. You miss the half of it, and more. There's always as much below ground as above. That's the trouble with people, their root problem. Life runs alongside them, unseen, right here, right next, creating the soil, cycling water, trading in nutrients, making weather, building atmosphere, feeding and curing and sheltering more kinds of creatures than people know how to count. A chorus of living wood sings to the woman. If your mind were only a slightly greener thing, we'd drown you in meaning. The pine she leans against says, "Listen, there's something you need to hear." Nicholas Hole. Now is the time of chestnuts. People are hurling stones at the giant trunks. The nuts fall all around them in a divine hail. It happens in countless places this Sunday, from Georgia to Maine. Up in Concord, Thoreau takes part. He feels he is casting rocks at a sentient being, with a duller sense than his own, yet still a blood relation. Old trees are our parents, and our parents' parents, perchance. If you would learn the secrets of nature, you must practice more humanity. In Brooklyn, on Prospect Hill, the new arrival, Jürgen Hole, laughs at the hard rain his throws bring down. Each time his stone hits, food shakes down by the shovelful. Men dash about like thieves, stuffing caps, sacks, and trouser cuffs with nuts freed from their enclosing burrs. Here it is, the fabled free banquet of America. Yet one more windfall in a country that takes even its scraps right from God's table. The Norwegian and his friends from the Brooklyn Navy Yard eat their bounty roasted over great bonfires in a clearing in the woods. The charred nuts are comforting beyond words, sweet and savory, rich as a honeyed potato, earthy and mysterious all at once. The bird husks prickle, but their no is more of a tease than any real barrier. The nuts want to slip free of their spiny protection. Each one volunteers to be eaten, so others might be spread far afield. That night, drunk on roasted chestnuts, Hole proposes to Vi Powys, an Irish girl from the pine-framed row houses 2 blocks from his tenement on the edge of Finntown. No one within 3,000 miles has the right to object. They marry before Christmas. By February, they are Americans. In the spring, the chestnuts bloom again, long, shaggy catkins waving in the wind like whitecaps on the glaucous Hudson. Citizenship comes with a hunger for the uncut world. The couple assemble their movable goods and make the overland trip through the great tracts of eastern white pine into the dark beech forests of Ohio, across the Midwestern oak brakes, and out to the settlement near Fort Des Moines in the new state of Iowa, where the authorities give away land.